The Guardian.
That's your main threat there. We were getting CTR'd. The Taliban were watching us from that tree line there, just in front of us, 300 metres away.
Yeah.
That's where they were the other day, CTR'ing us.
Yeah.
And they were told just to look at us and not engage. And we believe there's a train system out there, because when we get eyes on, they just seem to disappear downstairs. So the last couple of days, we've had a lot of farmers come in here, so we've got to put mini flares up to get rid of the farmers and all that.
There are no poppy fields around here.
That far away one. See the compound here? They get the two tall trees.
Yeah.
If you look at the field in between the two tall trees, I believe that's the poppy field.
Yeah,
and if you see the compound just approximately 300 metres to your northeast, the field behind that's a poppy field as well. So in the morning from about 05:15 onwards, you'll have about 40 guys in that field and 40 guys in that field, about 80 men.
Do you take incoming fire here sometimes?
We've had a couple of shots popped at us, but unless it's really, we're hearing the cracking thump and it's effective, we don't ignore it. We just pass it up the chain of command, and we just crack on. If we were to report or we were to react to every shot that we hear, we'd be stood to constantly. Unless it's really hitting us round about us and it's effective, we just pass up the chain of command. We just crack on as normal. There's that many shots fired here every day, you spend more of your time fucking stood to than anything else.
So you've got a whole array of weapons here. There's not much chance that the Taliban can hit you with things, Stan. You've got a much better chance of hitting
them. Well, if they come in here, hey, I got us, we've got superior weapons to them, but our biggest threat here is indirect fire. They can launch Chinese rockets or maybe some accurate mortar fire onto this location. But apart from that, that GMG can get to 2.5 km. That launches grenades at 2.5 km. We've got MFCs and we've got artillery over in that OP there, so they can call in fire anywhere around about here. We've got GPM, GSF, we've got sniper rifles, so we're pretty much covered. As I said, the biggest threat for us is probably indirect fire. They give us indirect fire, we've got UAFV that can ping exactly where it's come from, give us an actual 10-figure grid of where we've been fired upon, and then we can hit fire on them within 2 minutes.
Now, Corporal, what's it like living out here? I mean, you're pretty isolated. It's a small compound surrounded by fields. What's the day-to-day life like for you and your men?
No, it's pretty comfortable, actually. First came down here, it was a bit, just because we just came out again, it takes a wee while to fit into your surroundings, but we've bedded in quite well. We make the best of the food we've got. We've got enough water just to get us by. We're coming more acclimatised to the heat now as well, and you've just got to make the best of a bad situation. We've got a pack of cards, we play bullshit 3 times a day, and we've got a swing. We've got a water pump, we've got a shower, and we've got a toilet, a dug-in toilet, so it could be worse. There's probably people in Afghanistan living worse than us, so...
The students in the madrasa, do you know, are they locals?
Well, accordingly, what we've been told is, over the last 3 years, the British have killed 90% of Afghanistan Taliban. So the Taliban we're fighting now are coming from Kyrgyzstan, Uzbekistan, Chechnya, Pakistan, so I think it's only Tier 1 and Tier 2, the actual Taliban commanders are actually Afghanistan. Because ICON has picked up a lot of the Taliban commanders can't talk to the actual Taliban on the ground because they're speaking a different language, which is better for us. If they kind of communicate, it gives us a better chance again.
Do you have any indications at this level where these fighters are from?
I'm not a gambling man, but I would probably say they're coming across from Pakistan. That would be my best bet. Obviously, because they come across from Pakistan, they push up to Garmshire, follow Helmand River up. They do their 2 or 3 weeks training camp, and then they try and follow the Helmand River up north to Musakala and Nauzad and all that. So they've got to meet us here first before they can go north. But I think they've probably got wind. There's a lot of Yanks turning up, so I think they're trying to turn up the heat bit.
For more discussion and analysis, download Guardian Daily. That's The Guardian's news podcast, available first thing in the morning, Monday to Friday.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.